Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, as we mentioned, Braves are still playing. We'll get you caught up on what's going on there. But the conversation about the Braves has been what's wrong, right? Mm-hmm. What's going on? And so as we get to the Daily Download brought to you by our friends at ATL Live Well, don't just live well, Trevor Jones stopped by the steakhouse. And he answered some things, Mike, in regards to the struggles. And first thing was Spencer Strider. Does he think Strider's in his head? Because this is something we've talked about. Here's Hall of Famer Chipper Jones on the steakhouse.
Well, he's down on confidence right now, and he is very hard on himself. And I like the to a certain extent the self-deprecation. But here's the thing, you know, and this is nothing new. Coming off of the Tommy John surgery, I've seen so many instances where said person struggles with feel. They haven't gone out there, you know, in a year and a half. Obviously he doesn't have 100 miles in his back pocket yet. I believe that will come. But the biggest thing is you see him struggling with feel. You don't see him hitting a lot of batters. You don't see him spiking breaking balls. That's all about feel, you know, and you can have 90, you can get people out with 94, 95, but you better have the feel to be able to locate, and he just doesn't have that yet. It will come. It will come back along with, you know, 4 or 5 miles an hour more on the fastball. It's just going to take some time, and I heard Snit say the exact same thing that I'm saying now in postgame, and he's 100% right.
Chipper Jones here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You agree with that, Mike, when it comes to Strider can pitch at those speeds, right? We're used to him throwing 99, 100, but if he's going to throw 94, 95, placement.
Yeah, he's got to, you know, it's almost like you want to go talk to Greg Maddux. Maybe Maddux is trying to scuff a baseball, too. But, no, you've got to be able to work on the back of the plate, and you're really going to have better location, and you're going to have much more confidence and much more reliability on that slider, which he, unfortunately, was kind of all over the place. Earlier in some of these games, he got teams to chase it, and then they realized he can't control it, so let's just lay off it. So that's part of it. And I think, as we said, I mentioned Steve Avery yesterday. You know, Steve Avery was able to last, you know, five or six more years in the show, and he finished over 500 for his career. But, you know, at one point, you thought Steve Avery would be a guy who have 200, 250 wins. So, you know, it's just you have to try to, you know, get around. Now there's limitations. Maybe I think Strider – again, not to make this into a Hemingway novel, man versus himself, Carl, limiting, you know, the limitations now that are thrown on him because his body is letting him down. And how does he, you know, battle that from a mental standpoint? I think that's all part of some of the things Chipper was talking about.
Yeah, look, he makes a valid point, but there is a mental adjustment that has to go on.
Right.
In his mind, he's still saying, I can throw 100. The delivery is not there. His body is not giving him an opportunity to do the things he once did, or at least, you know, last year or 2 years ago. it's a mental adjustment more than anything. And so he hopefully he gets right. Mm-hmm. But I said this after his second start, like, he ain't back. Then the third start, he ain't back. Then we just saw him. He's not back. And when he starts getting guys out, Mike, even at 94, 95, which is, by the way, it's not chump change. It's not like he's out there throwing 80.
Right.
But when he starts to get guys out, the thing about Strider is he could hit the next level. He could hit you with that slider, Mike, and then come right back at you and throw it past you. And if I can't do that at the rate or the way that I want to, then I'm going to struggle with this. So a great answer by Chipper Jones. Chipper was also asked on the Steakhouse today, the full interview online at 92.9 The Game, what is plaguing this Braves lineup?
I'm worried about Michael Harris. I'm seeing a lack of confidence. I'm seeing I'm not seeing competitive at-bats. That's kind of the biggest thing for me. The guys in the middle, just the inability to string good at-bats together in order to keep the line moving. A lot of three ups and three downs, just, yeah. Inconsistency. That's the biggest thing. This team is pitching well enough from a starting pitching standpoint to be able to win games, but we're just not able to put those three facets. And when I say the three facets, hitting, starting pitching, and relief pitching, this team has played pretty good defense during the course of the season thus far, but the other three facets have been spotty.
Just to give you some context, I just looked it up today. Money Harris, he's out on three pitches today. Three outs, three pitches.
Mm.
Ground out on the first pitch, and then a sort of bunted grounder out to the catcher. So he's not even trying to work the count or look for stuff. So I don't, unless the scouting report on the specific pitches were to try to get them early. But, I mean, to what Chipper's saying, what is your plan of attack? I mean, Ozzy, I thought, looked lost early in the season. He's kind of turned things around. But, like, when you watch Michael Harris, and sometimes the same can go for Matt Olson, although he's gotten a lot better the last couple of weeks. But still, you're like, what is your plan of attack?
Confidence.
Right.
It applies on so many ways in life, but none bigger than in sports. There's nothing worse than your quarterback lacking confidence. Atlanta, we've experienced that. We've seen a quarterback out there that you're like, what is he doing? He's timid. He doesn't know what he's doing with the ball. He doesn't know where he wants to go. Hitting is the same way. So Chipper's 200% right. The question is, Mike, is that something that they can correct? Or is it just something he's got to get some hits? Now, today he got two hits. He did have an RBI, but it feels like today, and we'll fill you in on this game, everybody's hitting. Today it feels like everybody's hitting, and it is contagious. But if I told you the Braves are going to score 10 runs a day, you would have called me crazy, especially after last night. So, he had an RBI. Ozuna had a couple. Riley had a couple. Everybody was on the board today.
Right.
But
and by the way, I was looking at the box score from last night. Harris. So
correct.
I can get that correct. But, yeah, I mean, we want to see these guys get it together. I think there's really no big explanation other than everybody's tight. And when you're tight, you press, you get out of your comfort zone. When everybody's batting 300 or 280 in 2023, everybody's up there loose. You feel like you're the – let's be honest, like you're the 27 Yankees, right? Well, the 93 Phillies with swagger, and that confidence is contagious. And right now, everybody's just kind of looking around like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah. I don't know if this is the click that they needed, but I figured at some point this was going to explode this way. And I knew it was going to happen because it never fails. You struggle, and then all of a sudden you have a big explosive day where you score 10, 15, 15, 19 runs, and everybody goes, man, we needed that. And now everybody can take a deep breath. So maybe this is the thing that gets them going. Chipper Jones, again, full interview online. We said this yesterday. I'd love to see him more involved. But, there are a lot of players that finish with the game and they do want to get involved. And then there are players who finish with the game and they're like, I'm good. And Chipper's been that way. Chipper's like, I'll see you at spring training. I love the organization. Yes, I'm a Hall of Famer, but I don't want that day-to-day grind of doing this. And so, would he be great if he was more involved? Absolutely. But he can see and he knows, especially from a hitting standpoint, Mike, what's going on.
I think every Braves fan, it's so funny because they find out, like, Chipper's swings by Northport, hey, man, works with these guys. See, I just love it. This was that great debate we were getting into about analytics last week where,
Exit velocity
and swinging for the fences. Whereas Chipper says, if you're especially, what is the context? If you just look at the stat sheet every single, but are you watching the game situation? What is the specific situation for the hitter? You know, do you need to try to shorten your swing? Go with the pitch. Simply take it to the outfield. You know, when we had the shift in place, that was easy for some guys to do. But even now, you know, what Chipper always preaches, just try to take it to center field. And to me, that's a great approach when you're scuffling or struggling.
Yeah, opposite field. All right, 404-726-0929. It's our text line. It's also our phone number. You can hit us up, guys. We'd love to hear from you in regards to Chipper's comments. And, you know, today, again, one game doesn't make a season. That's why they play 162. But it feels a lot better today than it did, especially over the last 9 or 10 days, where we have struggled enormously when it comes to hitting with runners in scoring position. That's kind of been our Achilles heel. Hey, coming up at the 3 o'clock hour, guys, we're going to talk more about the Falcons, Drake London, and his chances of leading the NFL in catches this upcoming season. Yeah, man, no man's on the way as well. And an interesting thing that happened in the NFL that we got to dive into here on the show. Find Mike at Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes in the radio show, Dukes and Bell 929.
Hey, man, we were talking earlier, Carl, had a great conversation about Coach Becky Hammon from the WNBA saying that, you know, you got to have stars. And we're talking about the size.
Your star
needs to be.
Correct. That's the statement. You can have other guys on the team, but when you start saying, is your star small?
That's the statement. Is he a small star?
Yeah, and to me, my guy, because I was like you, I was like, well, there's a bunch of small guys that have won. But they won when the star was a bigger player.
And again, we all agree, Steph Curry's the outlier. He's the greatest, you know, perimeter shooter in the history of the league. So that's one part of it. Plus, the way the thing was built, you know, and let's be honest, Golden State had different versions of it, you know, going all the way back to Iguodala. They had always the role players along with the stars, like the Splash Brothers, et cetera. And they've improved it over the years. They've all, like, the glue guy like Draymond, et cetera. But our buddy Ed Carson, who follows us on Twitter, says, hey, Hammond mentioned Steve Nash as well. 2-time MVP, no rings. He says she's spot on. Curry's the outlier. He's the greatest shooter in NBA history.
Yes.
Steve Nash, again, you know, that was the year, by the way, where it was almost like the NBA was forcing Steve Nash, at least as far as the most valuable player voting. Kobe could have easily been the MVP one of those years, but he was dealing with some bad public relations from the fallout from the situation in Denver.
I'm just sitting here thinking about Curry. Here's the reason why you set him aside. He changed the NBA. There are very few small guys, right? Mikan changed the NBA.
Right.
Wilt, right? How many small guys changed the NBA? He did. He changed the way kids play. Go to a high school gym and watch how kids play today. 3-3-3. Everybody's 3-over-2 now. That's Steph, right? And Mike, these half-court, you know, half-court threes and all that. I'm just saying. So, like, that's why he's the outlier to this conversation. But I just feel like there is some truth, a lot of truth in what she's saying here when you start looking at the history of the league.
And it's funny because we had this conversation as Indiana from like 3 years back, 4 years back when we were in the conference finals, you know, kind of leapfrogged us. And to me, you know, they're a better version of what we should be. They're more athletic. They've got size. And that's the thing. And it starts with Tyrese Halliburton being just bigger than Trey. So as we said, knowing that there are a degree of limitations, you've got to go get a star. Now that gets guys on the text line saying, but you guys don't want Durant. Well, here's the deal. Do you think Durant comes in here for 1 year and we're gonna run the table? I mean, and then you're gonna lose Jalen Johnson, you're gonna lose a number of assets and draft picks. So unless
because Phoenix is not giving him up for free.
And you've also got to get into luxury tax, which wrestlers never shown the ability to want to do. I mean, you need to get in, that's $55 million. You gotta get in heavy. You know, and you also need other pieces. And we still need a front court to go along with Durant.
Well, let me ask all the fans that might be saying that. It's Dukes and Bell when it comes to Durant. Here's my question for you. Does he make you a championship team? And if you're going to say, well, of course he does, then I'm going to ask you, well, what happened in Phoenix?
With better pieces around him.
When he left Brooklyn, he goes to Phoenix, which that was his call. He went there and everybody said, oh, they're a championship caliber club now. And they haven't been. Guys, they didn't even make the play-in this year. And there's no...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nobody on our team as good as Devin Booker.
Right.
Outside of Trey, name the next guy that's good, as good
and
as Devin Booker.
Devin Booker, 6'6".
Great point. But seriously, so when you say Durant, okay, does he make you a championship caliber team? Now, let me ask you this question, reverse of that. What if that's Giannis?
Yes.
The answer is yes.
Yes, I would trade Jalen Johnson and whatever else to get Giannis in here because I'm going to have Giannis for at least 7-8 years, I hope. Not good.
He makes you a championship caliber team. I don't feel that way with Durant right now with where he is in his career.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.